You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. If you come to SN.com, I've got the articles there, the picks against the spread, looking at the games both in the AFC and NFC Championship games. In our previous two shows here on Locked On Fantasy Football, I broke down the AFC game, the Patriots at Chiefs there, in the rematch of the regular season, and another rematch in the NFC game, Rams at Saints. Those are two epic matchups here. Great for fantasy football here, as well as reality to watch here. So you can look at the breakdowns of the games I have, as well as look at specific matchups involving Michael Thomas. I'll have that up today. And then look at Rob Gronkowski too, against the Chiefs and what he can do. So two mammoth matchup possibilities there with those two players and what they can do. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look specifically at DraftKings and the values across the board that we look at. I mean, you only have four games in here, so you could play the showdown captain mode there at DraftKings and just go with one game. But with the limited pool of resources, I think pretty much having all four in the full classic slate is not a bad way to go either, but we have to weigh the prices here and how you want to break down who you want to spend on and who you want to avoid a little bit to try to construct your lineup with the most value possible. And we'll start at quarterback here, and I will go through the prices of the guys that have legitimate value. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is the most expensive at $6,600. $5,900 it comes next for Drew Brees, the two home quarterbacks. Then you have Tom Brady at $5,800, Jared Goff at $5,400. And the only other wild card in here that you could even think about is Taysom Hill, but he's at $5,000. So he's still pretty pricey, only $400 less than Goff. So you're pretty much picking between four guys this week. And when we look at this, Patrick Mahomes, basically you're investing $700 to $800 more than Brees or Brady. Is it worth it in this one? I think this might be a week where it's worth it, because Mahomes, they're going to have to throw a lot, and that's how you beat the Patriots. And with Brees and Brady, what I'm a little bit concerned there is the running games, limiting their upside a little bit in terms of touchdowns. I think Mahomes, a bit of an anomaly that they scored four touchdowns there against the Colts last week and had all four rushing. He did get one of them on the ground, but zero passing. That's just a very strange thing to happen. I would say a positive touchdown regression happens for him. Well, Brees and Brady, they're facing two teams there, and the Rams and Chiefs are pretty vulnerable against the run, especially in the red zone. So the Patriots are not bad against the run. They're pretty decent red zone defense as well. So that may limit some of the touchdowns there that turn into field goals. But I think the way I'm looking at it, I'm going with Mahomes or Goff, because I think that's where you're going to get the volume here. So either go expensive there at $6,600 for Mahomes. And we look at Mahomes, the matchups are great. He had four touchdowns in the first matchup, well over 350 yards there. I think the Chiefs could run the ball a little bit to play some ball control in this one, but Mahomes, they want to open things up. Part of it is going to be building a big lead away from Brady. And at the worst, he's going to be in catch-up mode, throwing a lot against Brady. So regardless of how the game goes, Mahomes is going to have a big game this week. And we've said that many times, of course, this season. He did have 50 touchdown passes and 5,000 passing yards in the regular season. But last week was definitely disappointing if you pay up. So you want to be definitely careful when you do that. And now if you go Jared Goff, I mean, I don't think there's a bust potential there as much, because the volume is going to be there and they can't as effectively run the ball against the Saints. Saints are the best run defense standing here in the final four. And Goff, still the threat of the run there with Todd Gurley, can set up the play action, Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks. Doesn't have Cooper Kupp this week, but I think in terms of the getting the multiple touchdowns and 350 yards, Goff is guaranteed with that. But Brees has a shot definitely at that. I mean, we know he can light up the Rams, but they can also run, and Kamara and Ingram could get some scores here. Well, Goff, I think Gurley could get some touchdowns here. He's a little bit slowed down. I don't think it's going to be as easy with Todd Gurley and CJ Anderson just running over the Saints. So I'm going either cheap or expensive there at quarterback this particular week here in the divisional playoff rounds over. I think now you have these four quarterbacks. I mean, Mahomes last week, you could kind of stay away with him there because you had a few more options there with the four games. But here you only have the two games, and Mahomes, he's a guy that's done it all season with the big numbers, most consistent, the highest floor and the highest ceiling we've seen of any quarterback. So you're going to get what you pay for at $6,600, and he's not, again, that much more expensive than Breeze or Brady. But then if you drop down and get the $1,200 savings for Goff, that also makes sense here in looking how you're going to construct your lineup. So we'll go ahead and our lineup here, lock in Mahomes. I've been talking to him, so we're going with Mahomes here with our lineup. But again, if you go with Goff, I don't think it's bad at all. It gives you a little bit more flexibility at other positions, but I feel like Mahomes is definitely in line for the safer big game, so to speak, here among the four quarterbacks on the slate for the championship games. Now, just because we're at the championship games and we just have Super Bowl 53 left doesn't mean we stop talking here on the Locked On NFL Network. We've got you covered, all our team podcasts, talking right through, especially the hot teams still left in the tournament, the 28 teams looking forward to the offseason. You had the offseason kind of wrap-ups here. A lot of teams with new coaches. Eight teams will have new coaches by the end of the playoffs. So a lot of good stuff to talk about around the network. And don't forget about our two draft shows there, Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes here. We will take care of you all the way through the selection process there in April and beyond. We're here all season, all off season long for you here on the Locked On Network. So check us out for sure. And we'll make sure to keep you in the loop with the draft as well. We'll do a special mock draft look show next week here after we do some takeaways from the championship game. We'll do a little mock draft before we preview Super Bowl 53 for you next week. Here on this show, we'll be right back to break down the running back values here in the championship game round. Okay, let's look at the running backs as promised, and this is the crux of your team. Now, where do you go here? I think the first thing we have to do is set up the prices. $7,500 for Todd Gurley, $6,500 for Alvin Kamara, $6,400 for Damien Williams, $5,600 for Sonny Michel, $5,400 for James White. Then you go $5,000 for CJ Anderson and $4,600 for Mark Ingram. So after that, it drops to Spencer Ware and Darrell Williams, $4,200 for Ware, $3,500. Then you have Rex Burkhead, who did score a touchdown against the Colts. He's at $3,400. So it probably extends to that, and that's about it if you're looking too deep here. But the thing that immediately steps out to me is the Patriots running backs. Now, yeah, I could pay up for Gurley here, but we know the Gurley-Anderson thing's in flux. We know Kamara, if I'm going to pay up for one guy, I think it'd be Kamara at 65 versus Gurley, because Kamara had a smash game against the Rams the first time. Mark Ingram was a little bit quiet. But where I'm really attracted to is the Michelle White combo. They were devastating last week against the Chargers. That's exactly how you go after the Chiefs with your backs. Michelle had a big game against the Chiefs, so nothing really has to give here in the second matchup. I think White, maybe you could pivot off him a little bit. If you're going off White, I would look at Ingram next, because he didn't have the greatest game against the Rams the first time, but I think this game it could be a little better. So I think if I'm going Michelle versus White, I know Michelle is going to be consistently involved. That's how you beat the Chiefs. He had over 20 touches, carries in the first matchup. Looked very good last week and healthy. So $5,600 there. I'm locking him in there as much as I can, because, again, James White can fluctuate a little bit. The game flow, he's a little bit game flow less dependent, I get it, than Michelle, because they can use him in the passing game, but Michelle is going to be a factor. He's just too good of a runner here, and the Chiefs are too weak of a run defense there. So if we go Michelle, I think it's a debating if you want to go a little bit more expensive here. I think Alvin Kamara versus Damian Williams, it's easy, no-brainer. You're going to go for Kamara. So ideally, I think I would like, if I'm investing there in Patrick Mahomes, it might be hard to get both of these guys in your lineup, Michelle and Kamara. But if you do Mahomes, you pretty much are locking to Michelle, where if you go with Jared Goff there, I think you can get Kamara here. But Todd Gurley, anyway, we're going to price out here at 7,500. I just don't think you need to invest that high. So if you're going, again, I would go Mark Ingram there because I want to save some money for wide receiver. I'm going Sonny Michel as a primary back. The game flow and the matchup would make sense. If the Patriots can run on the Chiefs can pass on the Patriots. Mahomes and Michel are your guys there. And Ingram I really like this week. I mentioned that he looks a lot better. He wasn't as fully healthy, full head of steam there, but I feel like the Saints could be in control in this one. So I'm going to look at Ingram here. He can finish drives as well here as well. And 4,600 is a pretty darn good value behind C.J. Anderson. So I'm either going with a combination of Michelle and Ingram, or I'm going Kamara Ingram in the sense if you're using Goff at your quarterback spot. Now, if you're going to go for a dark horse, C.J. Anderson, of course, you can think about it at 5,000. If you want to go kind of cheap, you can just go with that combination here, Ingram at 4,600 and Anderson at 5,000, see what happens. I just don't love that at all. So I think the tendency here is, again, stay away from Gurley. If you're going to go Kamara Williams, go with Kamara. I think if you're going to go Michelle versus White, go with him. And then look there if the bargain is at Ingram at 46. So I think, anyway, you look at it, I want to have Michelle in my backfield this particular week. Now we go to a wide receiver here, and we break down wide receiver. And Michael Thomas is 8,200. I think he's worth the payoff, and that's why I want to save some money. This is where the Goff savings can help you, because you really have a big drop-off here at wide receiver. For the most part, I think you look at the prices here, 8,200 for Michael Thomas, 77 for Tyreek Hill, 6,600 for Julian Edelman, 5,700 for Robert Woods, 5,300 for Brandon Cooks, and 4,300 for Ted Ginn. There, Josh Reynolds, 4,200, Sammy Watkins, 4,000, Philip Dorsett, 3,900, Chris Hogan, 3,700, DeMarcus Robinson, 3,600, Traquan Smith, 3,600, Chris Conley, 3,500, and Cordarrelle Patterson, 33. Now, if you're going to go big there at wide receiver and you have Michael Thomas or Hill in your lineup at 82 or 7,700, you got to take a chance on one of these guys below, like the Chris Hogan had a nice game against the Chiefs, 3,700 the last time. Maybe looking at Chris Conley at 3,500. I mean, Watkins a little bit more appealing at 4,000, but Keith Kirkwood, they're down at 3,200. Might have some appeal because of his touchdown ability here. So keep that in mind. There are some guys in the back end if you want to kind of just go for a long shot wide receiver, a little bit contrarian, like a Kirkwood, like a Smith, Conley, Watkins, one of these guys that could have a big game complimentary-wise off their number one receivers. You're going to have to do that. But if you're looking in the core, I think it makes sense to me to go right in the middle there with Edelman, Woods, and Cooks. I really like Edelman just to be involved consistently. He's just got a good floor there for you. Robert Woods, I think, also has a five floor because they can move in the slot quite a bit here. And I do like him a little bit more than Brandon Cooks. So if I'm going it here, I like Woods because they can move around away from that matchup with Marshawn Lattimore, work against P.J. Williams a little bit more. So $400 difference to me. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I'm still trying to get in Woods. And I'm really attracted to Ginn as well in this spot as well. At 4,300, he is looking darn good because there's no way I don't think that they'll just have Marcus Peters on Michael Thomas again. I wrote about that here at Sporting News. I think they have to look at Aqib Talib in a shadow situation a little bit more, at least in a certain situation. So Ginn is probably going to be getting his opportunities more against Marcus Peters. We know he getting roasted for big plays. There were some big plays available there last week. So if I want to spend a little bit more, I might go for two bargain receivers here with Watkins and Ginn, along with a Woods or an Edelman there for my lineup. And that gives you the flexibility there at quarterback and running back there. Because, again, these wide receivers, a bit hit or miss. You definitely want to have some to invest at tight end there when you're building your lineup. So it's just tougher because these teams, again, because the Saints are so reliant on one guy, the Chiefs are relying on one guy, the Patriots are pretty much relying on one guy for the most part. You're going to have to find those sleepers and hope that someone in a matchup really comes through for you. So I think a Dorsett or a Tre'Quan Smith or a Kirkwood kind of has to be in your lineup, as well as a Watkins or Conley, one of those types. So you can really load up elsewhere and maybe just have one stud receiver here that I would pay up for. So Woods is the guy that, again, I think he has the most upside and baseline. I think Edelman has a nice little floor, but I think Woods has a higher ceiling as well as a floor there for you at a little bit lesser price in that Rams Saints game, and the volume is definitely going to be there for him there. So that's how I kind of look at the wide receivers. We'll finish up with tight ends and defense here, how we look at saving for the flex there. Again, you have to have one of those players in your flex if you're going to take a shot. That's the way it is at this stage of the season. You got to go for that contrarian deep play and hope for the matchup and one guy to come through like that and have multiple touchdowns that no one is expecting, and then you're sitting golden for your matchup. So we'll break down the tight ends and defenses here in a minute, but just a quick update. If you've got a smart speaker now that you maybe acquired for the holidays as a gift, well, good news for you. It's so easy to listen to the Locked On Network shows here, especially Locked On Fantasy Football. All you do is say play Locked On Fantasy Football with your smart speaker, and then boom, you're listening to the show, getting the insight of the Locked On Network. So take advantage of that new feature, whether you're at home or in the car there with listening on the go, listening in the comfort of your own home. We want you to know that Locked On podcasts here are always available to you, and with the greatest insight across the board, whether it's reality, fantasy, NFL, NBA, MLB, college sports, we've got you covered here on the network. Be right back in a minute to look at the tight end and defense special teams values of the week. Now let's finish up here looking at the tight end values and defense special teams that we want to look at when we're constructing our roster. So with the tight ends, you start with 7,100 for Travis Kelce. No surprise there. 4,100, it drops down 3,000 to Gronkowski there in the same game. Gerald Everett is next at 2,700. You got Demetrius Harris at 2,600, as well as Tyler Higbee and Benjamin Watson. So really, that's about it, a tight end. So I think you pretty much have to go with Gronkowski or Kelce. I really like Gronkowski. The Chiefs give up the most fantasy points to tight ends. I'm going to save that $300 here and really look in that direction with the Kelce. 7,100 of the Chiefs tight end has been hit or miss. The Patriots have contained him in the past. They have an opportunity to get Kelce going here, the Chiefs do, but again, the $300 when I think Gronk can have an impact in this one based on the matchup and all that, then it's the way to look at in this particular matchup. I go with Gronk, just save the money. Again, you're looking for the return on investment. I don't think Kelce's going to give you that return if you're looking at that 2K investment, that 14.1 points. He could disappoint there. I know that's his average is 19.5, so you're not going to necessarily get 3K return. Well, you have Gronk, who averages on the lower end 10.1 points, and he's at 4,100. So I think you could easily get three times there with 12 points from Gronkowski more than you'll get 21 from Kelce, if that makes sense. So I'm going for the return, especially to save some money, load up at the other positions here. It gives you a little bit more flexibility with how you're going to fill out the rest of your lineup. And now you could go, and Benjamin Watson did have a good game if you're going to go for the bargain. But the problem is there's also Josh Hill in that one, so you could go way down for Josh Hill. I mean, he's at 2,500, so it's not really like you're saving that much. But we're not 100% sure between Gerald Everett and Tyler Higbee. Everett did have a pretty good game against the Saints the first time, but still, you're just hoping, shooting for darts if you go for a tight end in the other game versus Kelce and Gronk. I think that's where the conversation needs to start and stop, and that may also be the reason why you have a little bit more appeal in the showdown captain slate for just the Patriots and Chiefs this week. Now, looking at flex, I think it just crosses over to a lot of those. Maybe that's where you get the differentiation from like Philip Dorsett or Chris Hogan or Traquan Smith or Keith Kirkwood. That's kind of what you would look at more in this flex spot if you've spent a lot of money there. And Josh Reynolds is also not a bad option. I think you have to look there, but I think you want to make sure you have a good core of main guys that you know that are going to come through, and then mix it up here with your flex. And I think if at all possible, you want to get three running backs in your lineup as with your flex. And I think a way to do that is potentially with Ingram there. That gives you that opportunity, and then you have enough money there to go after what you want. So it's not a bad slate this week. I think you can, again, pay up for two wide receivers if you go with Gronk. You have to decide between Mahomes and Goff. Goff is going to give you a little bit more money there, but you also lose out on maybe the number one score this week in Mahomes, and I think he could definitely easily return three times his 6.6 here in a tournament format. Now we go defense and special teams as we close the show here. The Saints are the most expensive at 2,700. The Patriots are the cheapest at 2,100. I think this pricing actually makes sense. I think if I'm going with anyone, I'm going with the Chiefs because they have the best return here overall. The Rams, no, not on the road. I want to play a home defense. And I'm not feeling the Saints as much here in the dome. I think the elements are also going to help the Chiefs. Chiefs do have a pass rush. I know Brady doesn't typically turn the ball over much, but that's a tough condition there. The Patriots are not as good on the road. So I kind of like the Chiefs at 25 or Saints at 27, paying a little bit more and having that option this week. I just don't like playing road defenses in shootouts, and that's what you get with the Rams and the Patriots this particular week. So 2,700, 2,500, 2,300, 2,100. So the prices are pretty standard here. It's not going to change maybe the way you look at the other positions as you construct your lineup. So you can definitely look at going with one of the higher priced defenses this week. Now, you have to just consider the way you're stacking again. It's always nice to have the defense and the running game. So if I would look at one lineup that I could fill out easily, it's definitely going to have Kamara, Ingram, and the Saints D in there. I think I'm going to pay up for Patrick Mahomes and have Alvin Kamara, Ingram, as I mentioned, Sonny Michel as my other back. That gives me a little bit of freedom at wide receiver. And if I'm doing a stack here, I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill at one wide receiver and then come back, and I can still afford. We have Brandon Cooks in our lineup as well. So the final lineup that you can fill out that's pretty impressive here is a lot. You can go for the upside this week and be rather happy. So if I'm breaking down an ideal lineup this week, I'm looking at it like this. Patrick Mahomes as my starting quarterback. Sonny Michel as my running back one. Alvin Kamara as my running back two. Tyreek Hill and Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods. Ties in with, I think the Saints are going to throw more, or the Saints are going to run more. The Rams are going to throw more. And the Chiefs, if you're going to play Mahomes, you got to have some Hill. Rob Gronkowski and James White, great matchups for them. And the Saints D. That leaves you with $400. So that is a pretty solid lineup that you would look at in DraftKings this week. Again, there's different ways to do it. You can go more studly at wide receiver, and that switch off goes to Goff and going with Ingram there as your two bargain plays. But that's how I kind of look at this weekend going, and I think overall that gives me the guys in the best matchup when I look at the run defense issues of the Chiefs. I have Michelle and White. Tight end issues, I have Gronkowski. The Saints, sometimes coverage issues, I get Cooks and Woods. Hill and his speed and what he did to the Patriots the first time, get him in there as well, Kamara. So this, to me, is just a really good lineup that you can do some damage with this week. And it all lines up pretty well. And that's how I would go there in DraftKings. So there you have it. There's a look at your DraftKings lineup and value chart and however you build it. Good luck in your games this week. This is the penultimate week of DFS. So get in the action before it's too late. And hopefully you'll smash, win some money, and be rolling into Super Bowl 53. For Locked On Fantasy Football this week, it's Vinny Iyer, and it's been nice having you listen all week, and we'll be back next week with a little fallout of the championship games, some mock draft talk, and a look at Super Bowl 53, the early look. See you then.